Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to each and every one of you all around the world. My name is Master Mirva Ingeri, and I'm very honored to be here with you, as well as one of Master Shah's disciples, worldwide representatives, and divine endowed channels. Welcome to my live chanting session on how to improve our daily business and finances. This is Dr. and Master Shah's Soul Healer Miracles chanting channel on tv.drshah.com. I welcome each of you watching and being here live with me, as well as all of you listening on Blog Talk Radio. Once a week on a Sunday, I have a radio podcast, actually. That is one of the shows that we have had here on the chanting channel. Yesterday, more than a month ago, we explored here during the week soul, mind, and body blockages of our finances. Each morning, we focused on one aspect: how to transform soul blockages, how to transform mind blockages, how to transform body blockages, which is energy and matter blockages with finances. And yesterday's podcast was on the body blockages, the energy and matter blockages of our finances. So you can go back and listen to it. You can download it from Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to it. And you can listen to it however many times you want, and do the practices and receive the blessings. So that's always on a Sunday, when here I'm live with you Monday through Friday. I hope you've just had a wonderful practice session with Master David on the spinal column calligraphy. It is such a precious, precious tool and such a powerful and essential practice. The spinal column is so important to us in so many ways. And it really is going to bring such incredible healing and transformation for so, so many people to be part of the contest and to receive, first of all, the copy of the calligraphy. To trace with the calligraphy is just so, so powerful. So I hope you enjoyed that. I was listening to it as I was waiting for my turn to get on the channel. A good morning, Shanice is here. She is sending Da'ai to the whole soul family. Martin, good morning. Claudia, Atlanta is here. Wonderful. Welcome, Claudia. Love, peace, and harmony to our whole family. How wonderful. Great. Let's see who else is here. Okay, wonderful. Good, 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 good. So today, before we connect, I'd like to ask you, because Mondays can be sometimes challenging days of the week for some people. Personally, for me, there's in a way very little difference anymore what day of the week it is. Except on weekends, there are more workshops than there are during the week. That's the main difference between work, weekdays rather. For me, in my life. But I know that for many people, Mondays can be challenging in shifting gear back into the work mode. So I'd like to hear from you today. What is the most pressing thing that you have this morning? And we'll see where we can take that, what we can do. So we have also schools have started for the season. So on Saturday here in Toronto, we had a Yuanbao ceremony with the Toronto Temple community, and I had three people telling me how they have to go back to work because they're school teachers and they no longer can be with us in the morning. So they were already sad that they couldn't connect with each of you as part of our community here. So we will call all of their souls to join us, to be with us. Okay, so think about, you know, what is going on for you at the moment, and let me know on the channel, and we will go from there. We will take today's session. But basically, our past agreement was that Monday is for maintenance, that we really focus on the maintenance of our spiritual practice. So we will do some foundational practice as well to help us to ground, stabilize, focus, be clear in our soul, heart, mind, and body what our direction is, not only today, this week, but going forward. It's very, very useful to affirm our commitment because it helps us to anchor in more ways than one. Okay. Welcome, Nikita. Nikita is here. Happy that you're here also. Ute is here. Welcome, Ute from Germany. Wonderful. Great. So sit up straight. Have some water or tea with you to hydrate yourself throughout the session because your throat can get dry and whatever else you may need. But always remember, as you swallow, consciously swallow down to your lower abdomen so you continue to build your foundation. So sit up straight, have your feet flat on the ground, feel the ground underneath you. Close your eyes, stretch your back, stretch your shoulders up, back and down, really stretching the neck. You can stretch your neck by stretching shoulder to ear very gently. Just be gentle with yourself. Gentle in observing and witnessing what is going on in your body. Giving gratitude to all of the muscles, the joint, the soft tissue. You may observe different things, different mornings. Like, usually for me, my left side is tighter than my right side. But this morning, I can feel clearly that the right side is tighter than the left. So just gently breathing in, giving love, giving gratitude to what's happening in the body. Breathing in. Breathing in golden light, breathe out rainbow light. Breathing in golden light, breathe out rainbow light. Really, on the in breath, allow the breath to light, to really expand into every part of your body, every cell, to be filled with that golden light. So breathe in. Expand and breathe out. Similarly, on the out breath, expand also, but in a different way. Expand as in opening the body, opening the cells, the spaces in between. Very gently, very lovingly, breathing in golden light. Breathe out rainbow light. Breathing in golden light. Breathe out rainbow light. Breathing in golden light. Breathe out rainbow light. Golden light in. Rainbow light out. Golden light in. Rainbow light out. And roll your shoulders. Just notice if already any part of your body feels a little bit different. So important to remember to pause and make connection with your breath, with your body, because it's all one. You are not separate from your body. Remember, every part of your body has a soul. So you have multiple inner souls that is very useful to connect with, to say hello. So now hold on to Master Shah's Soul Healing Miracles book. Place it on your abdomen. Continue to breathe in the golden light. And let us connect with heaven and all of the soul world. This is the most important connection that we can make. So please repeat after me. Place your hands in the solar era prayer position. Left hand in front of your chest, in front of your message center, the heart chakra, and right hand in front of it in a traditional prayer position. And repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of the divine, the Tao, all heaven's highest committees, the source, beloved Master Shah, soul of the chanting channel, 30 trillion beautiful saints serving here, all of our spiritual fathers, mothers, teachers, and guides, here in Mother Earth and in all layers of heaven, all of the Taoist saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas, and saints, the Da Bei Zhou, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Allah, O holy men and women, O holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters, kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders, and the country, the land of each country on Mother Earth at this time and beyond, all source lingua and calligraphies on Mother Earth, and our soul light paintings. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you. We cannot thank you enough for all that you have done for us and continue to do so on a daily basis. Please join this session. Please bless every soul here in physical form and in soul form. Please come and sit in our lower abdomen. Please bless us, teach us, guide us further and further so we may progress further on our spiritual journey. Breathing in. Please bless the 64,566 requests made on the chanting channel. Please bless every soul who is making the request and every soul for whom the requests are made for. However appropriate for the highest divine good of every soul concerned, we're deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. And now we'll do a part of service. Dear soul, mind, and body, of all souls, in all stars, planets, moons, galaxies, solar system, universes, in all organizations in the virtual world and in the physical world, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please join in this session. Please chant with us, meditate with us. Let us practice together. Let us heal together, transform together, to transform the consciousness of all souls in all universes. We're deeply honored and grateful. We cannot thank you enough. Let us join heart to heart, soul to soul together to become the embodiments and the manifestations of love, peace, and harmony in all our interactions and in all our affairs at all times. We're deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. And let us sing love, peace, and harmony in four languages as we are used to. Please join me. Lula. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Rakastan sirantani yasilwani. Rakastan kukui. Liitä sydämet ja sielut yhteen. Rakkaus, rauha ja harmonia. Rakkaus, rauha ja harmonia. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a deep breath in. Oh. I'm wiping my eyes. I can see my mascara is all over the place this morning. Oh my goodness. Oh dear, my eyes are very watery sometimes when I do the practice. Okay, so just observe how you're feeling already, just from that little bit of conscious connection, little bit of conscious alignment with peace. We are gearing up for World Peace Day for September 21st. Last Monday, we consciously really focused on this topic. And we focused on the love, peace, harmony, intelligence, a treasure that Master Sha gave. It was more than that. It was the Shenji Jing love, peace, harmony. But specifically, we focused last Monday on the aspects of love, peace, and harmony. So I'd like you to join me on this journey of exploring love, peace, and harmony. Truly, first with ourselves, the inner love, the inner peace, and the inner harmony. Because it all starts with us. Before it can manifest outside ourselves. And this is the theme that we're overall working towards for September 21st. And really focusing on the love, peace, harmony movement. I posted a new blog post, a post on my blog yesterday about forgiveness being the vehicle. We've done a lot of work on forgiveness here, and we will continue, of course, ongoingly. But that's where I'm giving you additional tools to progress, to reflect, to gain deeper insight and wisdom for yourself. How to deepen your own inner love, peace, and harmony. So I asked you for what's going on with your Monday. So let me take now a moment to read through some of your comments. Okay. So Shanice is saying, "You are right, Master Meva. Mondays can be crazy." See, already that's a message. When you give, I haven't even read further, but I'm picking up on that as straight away as the message. Because remember, in Master Sha's teaching, everything is a message. Every sentence carries its own message. Every word carries its own message. So it's very important that we observe and assess what are the messages we give to ourselves or about ourselves. So if we say that Mondays can be crazy, we are putting, that is where the energy is going. We are building the focus on that Mondays can be crazy, as opposed to Mondays are a peaceful ease into the week, or something else. However, for me, that is why I love Sundays. To me, Sunday is a healing, rejuvenating, getting ready for the weekday for me. That is lovely. This Monday, I feel pretty good. Master Shah's Divine Sunday blessing was very powerful. Yes, it was. I feel more aligned and more focused this Monday. But you are right, Mondays can be kind of crazy. It's wonderful. That's a nice way of easing into the week. Okay, good. Okay, Geho. Thank you, Master Mir, for your beautiful service each day. Your love is so healing. Oh, it's the love of the divine. Thank you, Geho. I am recovering from left knee surgery. Ah, okay. Thank you for sharing with us, Geho, because Geho was sharing a little while ago about going to surgery. Ah, quite a painful recovery. I'm doing a lot of forgiveness practice, which is so beautiful, and I'm grateful beyond words. Okay. I had a healing miracle last night, which I will share on Facebook. Last night with the Lingon calligraphies, which removed the pain completely and sent me into deep condition. Wow. We continue to heal with the Source Lingon calligraphies. I used two books with the calligraphies on my knees and calligraphies framed. Amazing healing. Oh, how wonderful. Good work, Geho. Because this is, remember last week, the flow from the Da'ai calligraphy that clearly showed us that we haven't anywhere near fully discovered, realized, and connected with the power that is available through the calligraphies. We're only learning. I mean, it is acceptable. This is a new tool, technique, and healing that Master Shah is bringing to us through the calligraphies. So we are still in early stages. Yet we can do more just ourselves. So that's great work, Geho. Wonderful. Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Omaira. Good morning, Tad Jane. Okay, Martin is saying, for me, the year is starting again. Aha, okay. She has to finish it. I think you mean a thesis, okay? I took a break in the summer because I was so weak, depressed, and tired. Okay. But proud of me, what I achieved. It is hard to know in advance that you will face difficulties. Even if I tried to say to me to bring gold light in, and I'm on my soul journey. I remember last year, and I'm a bit afraid or resist. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing, Martin. Marie, good morning, Marie. Bianca, I'm so grateful to be with you here on the chanting channel. Okay, wonderful. Okay. So Geho obviously has a physical, but many of you, okay, we'll focus on the spiritual body this morning. And we'll focus on, you know, focus on the message that you're giving yourself. Focus on the positive outcome. Like for Geho, it's perfect knee. It's not perfect yet in this second because she's still recovering. But instead of focusing on the condition that is not yet healed, we want to focus on the outcome. So perfect knee, healthy body, clean body, pure body, light body. For Matin, you know, you want to hold the vision for you that you have graduated, you have finished your studies. So focus on the outcome as opposed to how you're feeling right now. Okay, so we'll do a practice with the soul light Lingguan calligraphy, because really it is so powerful and it's so useful to remember that we are in the soul light era. And the soul is the boss in its era. So when we follow and connect with our soul, the heart, mind, and the body, relationships, finances, and more can transform. So whatever your request is, ask the soul light to transform, heal and transform your physical body. The knee, Marie had a request. Focus on the soul light clearing the body, healing the body, restoring the body. Martin, focus on the soul light to bring you the emotional, physical, mental balance and harmony that you may complete and start and continue with your studies. With great focus, great stamina, great dedication. Whatever the case may be, just focus on the positive outcome with soul light, okay? So place it on your message center or on the physical part of the body, okay? Obviously, gay hole on the knee, okay? Because remember, the message center is your karma center. It's your soul enlightenment center. It's the financial center. It's where the financial challenges, blockages manifest. Healing, love, forgiveness center. It's a center for our emotions. It also covers here this area, the heart, which houses the mind, so our thinking. So much is covered here. So please repeat after me. Close your eyes and bring your mind to the area where you need healing. Dear beloved, soul light, Lingguan calligraphy, I love you, honor you, deeply appreciate you, and respect you. And the source mantra, Lingguan, soul light, please bless my request, and then say your request to heaven. Please create the maximum healing, transformation, purification, balancing, harmonizing, and more. Thank you so very much. I'm deeply honored and grateful. And specifically in this book, Master Shah combines every practice with forgiveness practice. So we will do that just now as well. Dear all the souls that I have ever hurt or harmed, including my ancestors, through our thoughts, words, or actions, related to, and then name your condition or your request. In any of our lifetimes together, I am deeply sorry. I humbly and sincerely ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Please forgive my ancestors. I am so very sorry. Thank you so very much. And visualize the golden light in that area. And let us chant.
So light, 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 so light,
So light, so light. So light, so light. So light, so light. So light, so light. So light, so so light, 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 so now I want you to trace the Lingguan calligraphy. So place your fingers all together in one. Every finger represents one element, and when we place the five fingers together, all of the five elements will receive blessings. So you're just going to trace the calligraphy in the book. So so light, 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 so so light, 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 so Lingguan, 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 Linguan, linguan. Linguan, linguan. Linguan, linguan. Linguan, linguan. Linguan, 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 linguan. How? How? Thank you. Just close your eyes for a moment. And just observe how you are feeling just from that 10 minutes of chanting and tracing. Now take a moment. I'm going to offer two major blessings today, but you need to write your requests for this. So you need to write your request in the blessing list. I'm going to offer a divine soul operation because Gehor is recovering from her knee operation. That has inspired me that I will offer a soul operation additionally today. And I will offer a major blessing with the Soul Light Source Lingua and Calligraphy card. I have received a most incredible power as a healing tool into these cards. So I will offer a blessing with the Soul Light Lingua and Calligraphy card. So take a moment to write your request. You need to have written your request. Otherwise, you will not receive the blessing. So take a moment or two to do that. I'm just going to read some of the comments. Okay, Dimple is asking for financial blessing. Dimple really wants to attend the Tao retreat. I very much understand that. Christine is saying, with my heart, I ask a financial blessing that I may be able to attend Tao 5 and for an honor for all that is appropriate for me and my loved ones. I am so thankful. All my love to you. Very understandable. Thank you. Lovely. Shanice is sending the blessings as appropriate for Gehor. How wonderful. Great. Tad Jane is saying, dear Gehor, soul, energy, matter equals one is a great mantra to chant to transform all life, as Master Shah shared recently. Very good. Yes. And Shanice is saying, oh, I forgot to mention, I saw a post on Facebook about Sundays. It said, Sundays well spent bring a week of content. How sweet. That is that is a sweet message. Very good message to give yourself about Sundays and the week ahead. Linnea is saying, I love you, dear Master Mira. I love you too. Honored to be here with you. We are so very blessed. Oh, I'm so honored you are here with us, with me, with us. All together we are here. This is the Soul Light family, the Soul Light Soul family. Very good. Okay, So if you're still typing, continue to type and submit your requests. All of the requests that are in the system coming through, and all of what you're finishing to type will be included in the blessing, but continue to submit it so it is on the channel. So prepare to receive the blessing as soon as you're finished writing. So this will be a soul, divine soul operation first for your request. So close your eyes, take a deep breath in. So divine soul operation for everyone, for their request, for those of you who have written a request on the chanting channel in the blessing list. Open your heart, soul, mind, and body to receive this blessing as it is most appropriate for you. Opening, clearing blockages, soul, mind, and body blockages. Clearing on all levels. Pure light is coming in to heal, to transform, to balance, harmonize. And more. How? And stay in the condition. Now I will ask their source, Lingguan, calligraphy card, Lingguan, to offer a blessing for your request. Continue to receive. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Source Lingguan Calligraphy, Lingguan, all the treasures within this card. Thank you, Divine. And most of all, thank you, beloved Master Sha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please honor the Divine as you feel appropriate. Now take a deep breath in. Move your body. This light will take some time to integrate in the area of your request. So stay focused, consciously focused today on light, on soul light. Continue to give that message to yourself all a day. Focus on the light. focus on the message of light, soul light. Please share your experience from the blessing from today's practice. Let me know what your experience was and how you feel now. To set you up for the week, I want to remind you that every moment is a moment of choice. Every moment we choose how we are thinking. Every moment we can choose not to go there if our thinking is going down the negative path. Giving ourselves a negative message, a discouraging message perhaps. Every moment we can say, no, I'm not going to go there. I trust my soul. I trust in the divine. Whatever the case may be. Every moment, choose a positive message for yourself. Be positive. Be confident. Choose a positive message every moment. So we have come to the end of our time today. We will continue, of course, tomorrow. I will read all of your comments. Geho is expressing so much love to her soul family here. Everyone giving her so much love. That's so very, very sweet. Okay. Ute is saying that the practice with soul light, she felt so peaceful and grounded. That is wonderful. Excellent. Continue to share what your experience was. And we will continue tomorrow for the rest of the week. Join me on my blog for the journey of creating inner love, peace, and harmony on our journey towards world peace. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.